Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What training is required for assistant property agents in New South Wales? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 9th of August, 2023.
The training of assistant agents, and for those agents who hold a certificate of registration, so they are classified as assistant agents, and held that certificate of registration prior to the property services reforms which came into play on the 23rd of March, 2020, you have until the 22nd of March, 2024, which is 7.5 months away now, to obtain your Class 2 licence. So a real estate licence, a stock and station licence, a dual real estate and stock and station licence, or a strata managing licence. They're the categories that are available for a Class 2 licence. Now, when this reform happened back in March 2020, just when the world went mad with that pandemic thing, it seemed that it was forever until March 2024 and that need and that deadline for assistant agents to transition across to a Class 2 licence. Well, that forever has the clock ticking, and it's ticking really, really fast at the moment, and you need to get this completed. If you are an assistant agent, now is really urgent. If you are a licensee in charge or a business owner, now is really urgent for you to make sure that your assistant agents transition into that Class 2. So if you or one of the agents in your office have not made application for your Class 2 license by the 22nd of March next year, your certificate of registration will lapse and you will have to wait 12 months before you can make application to have it reinstated. So that's what the qualifications order states. It's what the is being talked about. Assistant agents have been sent emails from Fair Trading reminding them that this just recently that this is the case. Okay, in essence, that will mean that you cannot work actively in the property industry for a period of 12 months and you can then reapply for your certificate of registration. So if you or any assistant agent has not completed their certificate for qualification, so either in real estate, the certificate for in real estate practice, or the certificate for in strata management, then you need to do that immediately. Now, you'll have 4 years of experience. So that recognition of prior learning approach is most definitely for you. So that in itself is really, really important. So you can talk to us about this and have your skills, your experience recognised. That'll mean you won't have to complete specific units of study. And for those of you who do need to complete some modules, Australian College of Professionals is an approved provider of government-funded programs. So we can assist you to access fee-free, yep, that's $0, fee-free, I've talked about it heaps, programs to complete your qualification. It's an absolute no-brainer. Get your qualification completed, preferably paid for under a government-funded program. Make sure that you have your application for a Class 2 licence in before the clock stops ticking in just over 7 months' time. If you're in this category of people that need it, and from reports back from Fair Trading, it's a big category of people. So there's a lot of you out there that need this to happen. Call us. Any of the training administration team can help you get to the next level, can talk to you about the government-funded programs and your options on how to get there and get there within the time frame. You need to do this, otherwise your career is at a standstill for 12 months come next March. So let's get going with that.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.